there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 185 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I hope this is finding you happy, healthy, and all the good things in life. All right. Well, today I have special guest Kate McKenzie, who is the CEO and founder of Novascopia. It's a web design social media agency. And she is the founder and creator of this Facebook group who it's pretty active. It has 25,000 women entrepreneurs in there. And one day I popped in there because I needed to find something because I was in the midst of promoting an event that I was a part of. And she said, and I contacted her and I said, hey, do you do any pay for promotion type of thing? And because I was trying to find something like that. And she contacted me back. And the thing that was so cool about her is that she willingly and openly helped and didn't ask for anything in return. So I love connecting with people who are like that, who just get it, who get it where it's like helping each other out. Let me help you. You help me. It just is such a beautiful way to conduct business. And so she gets it. And why I wanted to have her on the show is because I had this notion that Facebook groups are not as popular as they used to be, especially with the advent of TikTok and whatnot. And she's like, no, Facebook groups are killing it. And so she has started one, or she has one, and she helps other business owners to create their Facebook groups profitably. So I thought it would be so much fun to catch up with her and get her take on Facebook groups. So I'm excited to share Kay with you. She's awesome. And we're going to talk about Facebook groups, all right? All right. With that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Let's go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Kay McKenzie, thank you so much for joining me on the Positioning to Profit podcast. You're from Women in Alignment, and I'm excited because you are going to shed light on a big problem that a lot of service-based entrepreneurs have, and that is lead generation. So if you're listening to us or watching us on the YouTube, you're going to want to pay close attention because Kay's going to share how she's been able to do this very effectively. But first, a big welcome to you, Kay, for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to join you. I've heard great things about this podcast, so I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that we connected as well.
Thank you, Kay. Yeah, you're very genuine. I was in a situation where I was trying to promote something, and you and I exchanged because I saw your group, and then I asked a question. And can I just say that you're one of the only Facebook group administrators that actually took the time to connect with me to find out what my problem was, to be of service first. And then I felt, how can I reciprocate? This just goes to the nature of like when you help somebody, they're just going to want to help you back. So I really want to acknowledge you for that because that was very much a standout and it's just something that people don't do. So that was a nice warm introduction to your world and just how authentic you are.
Certainly. Thank you so much for that. But that's what Women in Alignment is about. It's about women being in alignment and being supportive and of service to each other. So I appreciate you saying that as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in this group and what Women in Alignment, how it came to be? Just a little bit of your background.
Certainly. I actually started a previous company, which is Novascopia Web Design Digital Marketing Agency. And, you know, starting your own business, it's really exciting because you know, you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur. It sounds really exciting. And I think a lot of the misconception that people have is build it and they'll come. Not true. A lot of times when you start your business, you know, you're aware of the service that you offer. But the challenge comes into place when you are trying to attract clients. So that's why I started my own business. I'm actually in a foreign country. I'm in Turkey. I don't really have a circle of friends here. So I started to promote my business, Novascopia, online. And I realized that that's how I got introduced to Facebook groups. I was always on Facebook, but never really in Facebook groups. I started joining like a lot of different Facebook groups. And I saw a lot of like-minded women just connecting with each other, promoting their business. And I thought it was a really cool idea. However, even though I was joining these groups, I know a lot of these groups, there were some groups based around just business and networking. And then I saw other spiritual groups. Another side to me is that I'm a very spiritual person, not religious in any sense, but very spiritual. I think being spiritual or, you know, having a growth mindset is the foundation of like any business owner, anybody in business. You can also use it, of course, in your personal life. So I wanted to create a group that combines both spirituality as well as, you know, business networking. So that's why I came up with the Women in Alignment. So I wanted to create something that was, you know, that represented me. And when I created the Women in Alignment group, it started attracting like-minded women as well. And when the group was growing, I realized I could also leverage the power of this, you know, growing Facebook group and start generating leads for my business. So that's how it came about. It was really just to create a space for like-minded women, because I, you know, I love to meet new people, learn about different things. And it makes it a lot easier when you have a common interest. And people who are into spirituality, like laws of attraction, tapping, meditation, and there's a variety of different, you know, spiritual aspects. It just gave me the capacity to connect with these women. And that's how I started the Women in Alignment Facebook group.
I love it. And you have quite a following, just under 25,000 people. And so for those people that are saying, oh, okay, so a Facebook group is still something that could potentially be a good source for lead gen, because as you're looking at other channels like TikTok, so what would you say to people who are thinking that lead gen is not as popular in Facebook groups anymore? If people are moving over to TikTok and having really great success, or they're looking at Instagram, but it sounds like you absolutely are making it happen on Facebook. Is our Facebook group still a viable solution?
Facebook group is definitely a viable solution. One thing I would recommend is make sure that you're committed before you get started in creating a Facebook group. As I mentioned, when I started my business, you know, it was build it and they'll come. Okay, same thing with Facebook groups.
Right.
You have to be actively promoting it, you know, and encouraging people to join your Facebook group. So if you're committed to making it work, it will definitely work. People love to be in a community where they have a shared interest or a common value or working towards the same goal. If your group is something like that, then of course you're going to get people to join, but you know, you have to put the work in to actually make it work. And as the admin of the group, you know, people are always watching you because they look to you as sort of an expertise or an authority in the industry that you're in.
Yeah.
I can give you an example. Someone had reached out to me through my Nova Scopia business. And she made an appointment with me. And after, you know, we discussed business, then she said, oh, I know you from the Women in Alignment group. This is not someone that I know. But it shows that when you have a Facebook group, people begin to watch you. You know, if you have a large Facebook group or a growing Facebook group, a small Facebook group is also, you don't have to have a large Facebook group because, you know, the bigger it gets, the harder it gets to handle. But as long as you have a Facebook group, it does set you up as an authority almost immediately.
Excellent. And then out of curiosity, can you give us like three tips? So you talked about how you have to be really consistent with it. You got to show up. How about three other tips for people who are interested in utilizing Facebook groups as a lead gen source?
Definitely. The first tip that I would give is actually it doesn't start on your Facebook group or in your Facebook group. It actually starts on your own profile. You want to make sure that your profile is optimized. Like all your links are listed on your profile, your website links. If you have other social media links, you can link them there or let people know what, you know, what service you offer, what your brand is about. That would be my first tip, to optimize your profile, because, you know, if you're the admin, we're going to check you out and they can learn about your business. You can encourage website traffic to your website if the link is on your profile. Second recommendation that I have is to optimize the Facebook group. You want to make sure that you are clear the message of your Facebook group and the type of people that you're attracting. It's clear in the description. Make the cover of the Facebook group. You can actually, the cover of the, my third tip, optimize your, let me go over it, sorry. First, optimize your Facebook profile. Second tip, optimize the Facebook group. make sure the rules are clear, make sure the description is clear, who the group is for, make it very encouraging to join and welcome in. And a third tip, which I think is super major, the Facebook cover area is prime real estate. You want to make sure that you're taking advantage of this space. You can create a branded Facebook cover and also use it as a way to generate leads. You can advertise and offer, hey, I have a free training. Click here to register to attend, or if you have a guide, a checklist or something. The Facebook cover area is, I think it's an area that a lot of people don't take advantage of, but once you do this, you can start generating some serious leads.
Yeah, I agree. And then when you talk about the success and what's possible with a Facebook group, can you talk about a client of yours that has had great success with Facebook groups? Maybe they were struggling in terms of finding leads, and then you taught them the method of having a Facebook group and what it requires. Can you share that success story so people can see what is possible for them when they leverage the power of a Facebook group?
Yeah, definitely. One of my current clients right now, she had a Facebook group. It wasn't growing. She actually signed up for my Lead Sounds package, which is a 100% done for you Facebook group service. That's where my team and I kind of worked to grow the Facebook group and to help her generate more sales. She had a Facebook group and I suggested, you know, it started to grow. And I was like, hey, let's put on an event where the capacity, where we can start, you know, taking advantage of all the audience that we have. And we recently did an event, and that event generated $40,000. And we've already planned for two more events. She saw the success using a Facebook group, and now we're planning. We're on the second event now, which is going to happen next week, and we have another one coming up after that. So
there you go. There you go. Excellent. Those are great results. And so talk to us a little bit about the process of when you say done for you, do you really mean like you basically take care of setting everything up, or what's the level of involvement for those people that are like, listen, I get it. Kay saying that I should have a Facebook group. I've done it. It hasn't worked for me. What can you do, Kay, and your company can do in the way of when you say done for you? What does that mean?
Yeah, with done for you, it's really done for you. We take care of community management. We take care of the content. We also use DM strategy. We add some bonus features in that where it's an appointment setting where we'll fill your sales calendar with appointments. We do guarantee a minimum of 100 leads because we're that confident of the type of work that we do. We take care of everything for you. You kind of just sit back, relax. It does require some work on your part because you're the host of the Facebook group. We do require that you show up, you know, and engage with your audience. A lot of times the group members, they want to feel connected to the group admin, you know. So we do recommend that you nurture. Of course, we do some of the, at least 90% of the nurturing, but to show up from time to time, nurture those leads and just convert sales.
Excellent. And then, so how do people engage with you in the Women in Alignment group? Can people just, so is this your place to sell the Done For You package, or can people promote their own business in Women in Alignment Facebook group? Oh,
certainly in my Women in Alignment Facebook group, I do offer a VIP membership.
Okay.
We have different tiers that allows you to promote in the group daily if you wish, but I do suggest that you offer value. If you offer value, the people or your target audience, your prospects are going to reach out to you. So you definitely want to lead with value, but you can certainly promote in the Women in Alignment group. We do have a free promo day on Tuesday, but if you wish to promote outside of Tuesday, then you can sign up for the VIP membership.
Excellent. All right, Kay. So let us transition over to the fast five questions, where I ask five questions. You can answer any which way you want. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Kay. What would make this a great year for you?
This would be a fantastic year for me if I can help at least 27 women a month. 27 is my lucky number.
Okay. That's awesome. I love it. Question number two, what would you consider your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement is my three businesses. I have Novascopia, I have Women in Alignment, and my absolute love is my online clothing store. Very fashionable.
Oh, so you have an online clothing store, you said?
I do.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. And just a little plug for that. Are you okay with giving the URL?
I'd be more than happy to. It's Facile Lux, and that's spelled FacileLuxe.com.
FacileLux.com. Okay.
The idea behind that store is to kind of go back to the time where women were classy, have a little bit of sexy side, but still classy. I love to see when women are very classy and elegant, and the styles are things that you don't have to think about. You just pick a style and you just kind of accessorize, put heels on and go through the door.
I love it. You guys, I'm on the website right now. We're going to post it in the show notes. And then if you're catching this on YouTube, it'll be right below. Gorgeous. Spring prints and fashion. It's so girly. I love it. It's so feminine. It's tapping into the real Venus energy. It's giving me Venus energy. It's gorgeous. Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that. you're a serial entrepreneur for sure. That is amazing. Okay. Person, place, or thing. What is one thing that inspires you greatly?
One thing that inspires me greatly is just becoming a better version of myself. I think the sky is the limit of what I can achieve and do, and I don't want to stop until my last breath.
Oh, that's beautiful. And then what is one thing you wish somebody would have told you when you first started becoming an entrepreneur?
Fantastic question. Love that. One thing I wish I had known or someone had told me before I started is the power of mindset is mm-hmm. key to success.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last question, Kay, after all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be a woman who defied odds, a woman that was not deterred by challenges, someone that was kind-hearted, and a person that touched a lot of people and transformed a lot of lives, not just in business, but also in their personal lives as well.
That's beautiful. Okay, how do people get a hold of you to find out more about the services that you provide for Done For You Facebook or anything else you want them to know today? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Certainly, you can connect with me on Facebook, where I spend a lot of my time. And my Facebook URL is facebook.com/simplyKMackenzie. It's K-A-Y, Mackenzie. Mackenzie has no A.
Hey, Kay Mackenzie. And then on Facebook, I'm a member of your Women in Alignment Business Networking Community. We're also going to post that in the show notes. And if you're interested in gorgeous fashion, FacileLuxe.com, FacileLuxe.com. Gorgeous. And straight from Turkey, which I don't think I've ever had anybody from Turkey. So this is amazing. How did you wind up in Turkey? Just as a small aside.
I love when people ask me this because when I tell them, they're like, are you serious? Okay. So I really was. I was in America and then I went back to Jamaica and I was in Jamaica for 2.5 years. That's where I was born. Didn't like it. Couldn't assimilate with the culture. It was just a bit difficult for me. In Jamaica, they thought I was a foreigner. In America, they thought I was a foreigner. Whatever. I know. So one day I went on the Airbnb app and I just put my criterion and this place kept popping up. It's Alanya. I'm like, where is Alanya? So I Googled it. I'm like, okay, Alanya is in Turkey. I looked at the crime rate. Good. I looked up the cost of living. Perfect. So I bought a one-way ticket and moved to Alanya and been here 4 years.
Oh my gosh. I got chills. You're amazing. You're so amazing.
Thank you.
What a cool story. And so it's a place that it connects with you deeply.
It is. It's by the water. I was actually supposed to move to Indonesia, but then COVID happened and I kind of ended up staying here longer. I actually love the people here. It's just beautiful to travel. I think one of the reasons why I started my online business is not only did I want to have financial freedom, but I want to be like totally free, be able to travel and live and work anywhere. So I'm kind of living my dream right
now. Amen for that. I love it. I agree. That's it. Gives you, well, so my highest value is freedom. So it resonates with me deeply to see just how possible it is. I mean, Kay is such a great example of that. It's like you get to literally create your life by design, and you're really living proof of that. So congratulations. That's incredible. That's so fun. Okay. Thank you so much again for who you are, how you're helping women. I love what you stand for. And I really can sense that you're a heart-centered entrepreneur. So thank you so much for being on the show. Continued success, because I know that you are going to continue up that success ladder. So congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Hey there. Thanks for hanging out with me today for the Positioning to Profit podcast. As always, we aim to create content for you that's going to help you in your business so that you can position your business to profit. For more information on our programs, you can head over to my main website. It's positioningexpert.com, positioningexpert.com. And really, at whatever level you are, as long as you're a service-based entrepreneur, there's a good probability that I can help you. So head on over to positioningexpert.com. Also, if you enjoyed the show and haven't left a rating and review, please consider leaving me a rating and review. It helps tremendously. We content creators absolutely love and appreciate a good review. It's what keeps us going. So thank you so much again for hanging out with me. And I hope you know that your message matters. And we'll see you on the next episode. All right, take good care.